The Law of Success by Napoleon Hill, narrated by Peter Coates. Dedicated to Andrew Carnegie, who suggested the writing of the course, and to Henry Ford, whose astounding achievements form the foundation for practically all of the 16 lessons of the course, and to Edwin C. Barnes, a business associate of Thomas A. Edison, whose close personal friendship over a period of more than 15 years served to help the author carry on in the face of a great variety of adversities and much temporary defeat met with in organizing the course. Who said it could not be done, and what great victories has he to his credit which qualify him to judge others accurately? Napoleon Hill. Lesson 13. Cooperation. You can do it if you believe you can. Cooperation is the beginning of all organized effort. As was stated in the second lesson of this course, Andrew Carnegie accumulated a gigantic fortune through the cooperative efforts of a small group of men numbering not more than a score. You too can learn how to use this principle. There are two forms of cooperation to which your attention will be directed in this lesson, namely, first, the cooperation between people who group themselves together or form alliances for the purpose of attaining a given end, under the principles known as the law of the mastermind. Second, the cooperation between the conscious and the subconscious minds, which form a reasonable hypothesis of man's ability to contact, communicate with, and draw upon infinite intelligence. To one who has not given serious thought to this subject, the foregoing hypothesis may seem unreasonable, but follow the evidence of its soundness and study the facts upon which the hypothesis is based, and then draw your own conclusions. Let us begin with a brief review of the physical construction of the body. We know that the whole body is traversed by a network of nerves which serve as the channels of communication between the indwelling spiritual ego, which we call mind, and the functions of the external organism. This nervous system is dual. One system, known as the sympathetic, is the channel for all those activities which are not consciously directed by our own volition, such as the operation of the digestive organs, the repair of the daily wear and tear of the tissues, and the like. The other system, known as the voluntary or cerebrospinal system, is the channel through which we receive conscious perception from the physical senses and exercise control over the movements of the body. This system has its center in the brain, while the other has its center in the ganglionic mass at the back of the stomach, known as the solar plexus, and sometimes spoken of.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?